StormLakeRadio.com and Mix 101.7, a get-together now with Ridgeview cross-country coach Katie Tesh as the 1A cross-country state qualifying meet held in Holstein last night. And Katie, your home meet earlier in the year was unfortunately wiped out due to weather, but nice to have the district meet at your place and pretty ideal weather conditions for running cross country, especially this time of year.
Oh yes, it was perfect. It was sunny and there was no wind, and just perfect running conditions. My kids are always happy to run at our course, and our AD and administration do a nice job of taking care of it and making sure it's set up really nice. So we're always happy to host.
Well, let's begin with your girls squad. They placed fifth. Your thoughts on how the gals did all in all?
They did really good. Throughout the season, we've been kind of in the middle of pack of most of our meets, and I've been watching times and watching team standings, and I knew that there were about five teams fighting for those three spots, and so I kind of put the challenge out there to them and saying, you know, we're this far behind. And I felt like they really, really ran really well last night. They cut that those points down, and they ran about as best as they could have, and I was really, really proud of them coming in fifth place.
You have one individual state qualifier on the girls' side, a freshman, Caitlin Weiss, placing third last night. Talk about the job she's done as a freshman this season.
She's done such a great job for our program. She's been with us last year. She came on with cross country and just kind of, I hope she fell in love with it. We love having her. She is a hard worker, and she is very determined when she sets her mind to something. And coming in this year, she's been leading our team, and she's very confident in her spot. And before she ran yesterday, she told me, I'm going to PR by a minute. And I said, well, that would be lovely, but we'll see what happens. And she did. She definitely knew what she was doing, whether I knew perfectly what she was doing anyways. But she came out, she really pushed her pace, and she got where she wanted to be.
Well, congrats to Caitlin. And let's give some name mentions for the other girls' team members, all of them underclassmen, including five that are sophomore or younger, so the future is looking bright.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to the next few seasons. Our real leader for our team right now is Macy Winchell. She is a junior, but she kind of keeps the team in line and says, this is our goal and this is what we're going to do. And so I really think she's kind of been the leader of our team. Our second runner is Rachel Kenny, and she has just been consistent. She's a hard worker. She's a great pace runner, and she really pushes and motivates our team. And then we have rounding out our team, Abby Hansen, Jill Galvin, our sophomores. And they've been with us for quite a while now in middle school and high school. And so they know the program, they know where they want to be, and they just continue to work hard. We had one freshman besides Caitlin, Jordan Grothy, came in. She did a really nice job rounding out our varsity. And then Sierra Deck is a junior who hadn't been out before, but she decided to give cross country a try, and she did a really nice job for us this year. But we have a couple of fresh or eighth graders coming in next year, and I like to think that they're going to fit in nicely with this group of girls, and hopefully we see some good things.
All right, and transitioning to the boys' squad, not enough to form a team. John Pickinke, a senior, came oh so close to qualifying for state, placing 17th yesterday. If we can give those guys a plug.
Sure. John was he's done such a great job for our program the last couple of years, and he really, really wanted to qualify, and he ran his best time he's ever run for us, and it was a really fast meet yesterday. He went out really hard, and just was short, but we're really proud of the time that he turned in. We were missing a couple yesterday. They're on an FFA convention trip, and so that's why we didn't quite have our team. But we do have some eighth graders coming in. Again, that'll round out our team. But Andres Carbajal has been with our program for a long time, and we know him from track, and he's a great 400 hurdler, and he just puts in the work during cross country and does a really nice job for us. Andrew Snyder, distance all the way. He loves running, and he can tell you any running fact if you just talk to him. He knows everything. And then we have three freshmen join our program: Jaden Drugmiller, Tate Phillips, and Connor Pinkinke. And they just did a nice job. not necessarily where we would want varsity runners, but they're just getting used to our program, and so they've been having to run varsity just because we're limited on numbers, but they've done a nice job getting to know our program.
Lastly, what's the plan for Caitlin now gearing up for state in Fort Dodge in 8 days?
Well, we're going to put in a little work, continue to maybe push that pace a little bit, and just see where we can end up. But I know, knowing Caitlin, she already has some goals in mind, and so hopefully we can help her reach those.
Katie, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Ridgeview Cross Country Coach Katie Tesh on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.